President Trump called on his entertainment background for his meeting this week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Will he shake the hand of peace and enjoy prosperity like he has never seen? A great life or more isolation? Which path will be chosen?
That's a portion of the faux movie trailer that Mr. Trump showed Kim Jong-un during their meeting in Singapore. For more on the video, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark McKinnon, a political advisor and co-creator of Showtime's The Circus, Inside the Greatest Political Show on Earth. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. Would this have worked with any other leader other than Kim Jong-un?
No, probably not. That's the art of it, really. I mean, you look at it, generally speaking, it's schlocky, it's over the top, it's ridiculous, it's simplistic, it's propagandistic, and therefore perfect for the, you know, foreign dictator of North Korea. You know, Trump understood his audience here, and this is a guy who's been ignored by the international community for years, and Trump played to his ego, and this video just served that up on a platter by making him the hero of the story. And Trump also understands storytelling and just brought it down to its simplest level. But as you said, for any other audience, it would have just been absurd. But for Kim Jong-un, probably perfect.
You know, we've said so many times during this presidency, we've never seen anything like this before. And you follow this very closely. Did this surprise you?
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw it, and then, you know, 5 seconds after being shocked, I just thought about it and said, you know what, it's kind of a master play for that audience, and you know, it looks like some kind of 80s version of a Michael Bay trailer or something, and you know, when they first put it up, reporters in the room there thought it was a piece of propaganda generated by one of the Koreas, but in fact, it was Trump who thought about it and thought, you know, like I said, part of the reason I think these talks have worked is that the leader of North Korea was basically ignored by the international community. And Trump first, you know, went on his fire and fury rants and then started playing up to him. But the bottom line on it all is that he paid attention to the guy. And this film only reinforced that.
Well, it may be a good door opener, but does it really serve a longer purpose? I mean, is it really helpful in the long run?
We don't know, and everybody has the right to be extremely skeptical given the history, but I would say, as I think others would, that it's a good start, and this is better than the kind of confrontation and fire and fury that was going on 6 months ago or 8 months ago when the people everywhere were really concerned about the escalation. So the escalation has de-escalated, and you know, just from my vantage point, I'd rather have people talking than testing nuclear missiles.
You know, they made a movie out of that In a World trailer line.
In a world.
But we
good,
are in a world. So how do we come to grips with a world where In a World is not just a movie or a gag line, but a thing?
Yeah, well, as you said, it's every day we wake up with this presidency and it's something new. And, you know, it's and that's part of the reason he was elected. You know, there was enough of this country that just felt like that they weren't satisfied with the way things had been with typical politicians, that this guy was the most untypical thing they'd ever seen before, and that he would just go break a bunch of stuff and do it differently, and that's what he's doing. And, you know, for his base, here's a number that may surprise you. It surprised me. At 500 days into his administration, Donald Trump is more popular with his own party than any president in history except for George W. Bush, because it was right after 9/11. So for the people that support Donald Trump, they like what he's doing. Now, you know, whether or not that's going to be enough to get him reelected, we'll see. But in the meantime, he's just testing the guardrails of democracy and surprising us all. And that's why I have a show called The Circus.
Sales pitch, video, is a timeshare going to come with this deal?
I think hotels are. Hotels on the beaches in North Korea. You can get your timeshare. Yes, absolutely.
You already mentioned it. Thanks for your time this morning. That's Mark McKinnon. He is a political advisor, the co-creator of The Circus, Inside the Greatest Political Show on Earth, seen on Showtime.